This is a wrap of Saturday's action of Match Day 3 of the 2020-2021 Nigeria Professional Football League season. Akwa United have won their first game of the season following an exciting end-to-end contest decided at the Nest of Champions, the picturesque Godswill Akpabio International Stadium, Uyo.
Akwa United, our darling team, our mighty team, with courageous mind, we celebrate our winning night. God's power and strength we possess every day. Akwa United, mighty.
The promise keepers, Akwa United, had amassed just 1 point from their opening 2 games of this season, and they knew that only maximum points on Saturday will put smiles on the faces of their fans. Ndifreke Effiong scored both goals for the promise keepers, the first on 6 minutes and the second just before the hour mark, as Kennedy Boboye's Chargers completed their first victory of the season. The consolation for the Warriors was netted by Harrison Ibukun in the 27th minute, as the head coach of the Umuahia club, Imama Amapakabo, was left to ponder what might have been.
It gladdens me when you say that the penalty wasn't genuine. It's from you, and as an independent observer of the game, you have said the penalty wasn't genuine. We've lost 3 consecutive games, tough as it is. But the truth is that every other team in the league will definitely also lose 3 games too. So we've started on this note. My team actually have played arguably with the best funded teams in the league right now. And we've not been disgraced, like I said. They are also going to lose 3 games like every other team. So the league is still on. We still have 35 games to play for. And we're going to try to play for all the games. I think that at a point in time, you know, my players, you know, they were not strong technically on the ball, because we lost some balls which ordinarily we are not supposed to have lost technically, you know. But then, this is a team that is building. You know, I've said it severally, you know, even if our people are going to use it as an excuse, every other team, about 17 or 18 of the teams in the league, have had their teams together. But we are a team that is putting ourselves together. And it's a long season, 3 games of the 38 for us to play, and we'll definitely try to play for 35 of them.
We can now hear from a very happy and satisfied head coach of Akwa United, Kennedy Boboye.
I give thanks to God for our game today against Abia Warriors. It was a tough one. 2 friends that grew up in Port Harcourt, played in the same team as teammates, later became coaches as friends, coach and as head and an assistant in the national team, now heading club sides. I played against Imama Amapakabo today, but it was a very tough game. Though we won, my team won the match. And I give thanks to God. Yeah, the fans of Akwa United should expect us to go to... We want to go to Ilorin and fight for the 3 points, because Ilorin came here last year and defeated us too. I think it's time for us. It's a payback time for us to go back and pay them in their coin.
So these are the matches to look forward to on Sunday, Match Day 3 of this season's Nigeria Professional Football League. MFM FC will face Sunshine Stars at the Soccer Temple, the Agege Stadium in Lagos, while Lobi Stars welcome Wari Wolves to the Aparaku Stadium, Makurdi. The Adokie Amesimaka Stadium in Port Harcourt is the venue for Rivers United's contest with Kwara United, while the People's Elephant, Nigeria's most successful football club, Enyimba International of Aba, will welcome their former coach, Usman Abdallah, and his Chargers flying the flag of Wiki Torres of Bauchi to the Enyimba International Stadium in Aba. Other fixtures include Jigawa Golden Stars versus Enugu Rangers, FC Fanyoba against Dakara FC, Katsina United facing Adamawa United, and Plateau United against struggling Heartland FC of Owerri. The match day program will be completed in Lafia, when Nasarawa United welcome Seima Sugida Kano Pillars to the Lafia City Stadium. Reporting for SPN News Africa, this Esami Wejeyan.